Well, he mentioned Hal. So does Linda Holmes, host of NPR's Monkey See blog. She scanned the cultural landscape for reaction to the NSA surveillance programs. And Linda, you're right that we already imagine that there's some supercomputer combination of Skynet and Hal from 2001 A Space Odyssey and the guys from Law and Order, you know, that this supercomputer is watching us. But then you ask, would we really care if it was, because we willingly give so much information away?
We do. We give a tremendous amount of information away. It's usually a trade for something that we want from a private company. And that's why I talked about it as a currency. Things that seem to be free a lot of the time, whether it's Facebook or it's your free email account or your discount card from a store, are generally things that you're getting in return for giving access to a lot of personal information to private companies because it has value to them.
Right. That food chain that keeps track of your favorite snack food, you know, is also taking your data. That's the currency.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's something that a lot of us are using in order to obtain things that we otherwise might have to pay for.
Right. And you're the one who quoted David Simon. I mentioned this earlier with Jonathan Turley, who's the creator of HBO's The Wire. He said, come on, people, there's so much being taken. It's not being looked at. And you also quote NPR's Andy Carvin. He collected jokes about this under the hashtag calls the NSA knows about. They are hilarious. But just a couple.
Yeah. One person had said, now the NSA knows that I rarely pick up the first few times my mother tries to reach me. And another pointed out that the NSA is now aware of the times that he calls home while he's out of town and asks his wife to put the dog on the phone.
Yeah. But then you also write about what you call the queasy trust that people have that this information won't be abused. And you remind us of Target in 2012.
Right. And by queasy trust, I mean that people aren't exactly comfortable giving up this information, but I think a lot of us believe it's mostly going to be used for marketing and we're willing to tolerate that. But there was a story in 2012 about Target trying to come up with an algorithm to figure out from what they knew about you whether a woman was pregnant or not, even before she wanted them to know. But of course, mostly to use that, people presumed to send you the right coupons and offers and sell you things. And that's sort of what I mean by queasy trust. We're very uncomfortable with that, but sort of willing to make that bargain up to a point.
Well, and you put a lot of these thoughts together. The reason we're willing to make that bargain is that on some level, we understand what Target's goal is to sell us things, but the government can do other things.
Right. People are not as certain that they have a clear idea of what the governmental motive is. Governments, of course, are trying to do a lot of different things. They're trying to prevent crime. They're trying to encourage certain behaviors and discourage other behaviors. And a lot of times how much you trust that motivation comes down to a very complex calculus of what your politics are and what media you take in and how you personally feel about who's in charge at the moment. Yeah. So people's feelings about the motivations are more complex.
Linda Holmes, host of NPR's Monkey See blog. We will link you at herenow.org. Making this connection, it just really jumps out, Linda, that, you know, hardly anybody even uses their phones anymore. Most of our personal information we're splaying all across social media. So just a thought there, Linda. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
And we'd love you to weigh in at herenow.org. You know, are you realizing, wait a minute, I willingly give away so much information? Are you rethinking that? Let us know at hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds, Here and Now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. The ICA with Barry McGee. Vibrant paintings and installations capture the energy of the street in this 20-year retrospective on view now. ICABoston.org. And Harvard University, whose Harvard Summer School offers courses for high school, college, and adult students to earn academic credit and experience Harvard campus life. Summer.harvard.edu.